You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Ashland and the Ashland Rotary Club are reconsidering plans for a splash pad in the area. The Rotary Club had planned to pay the city $2,000 each year to cover the cost of water and maintenance, which may not be enough after the city increased water rates last year. City officials are requesting the splash pad be moved from Bayview Park to Central Rail Yard Park and be operated through a well. The well would cost $20,000 to install, and the Rotary Club would donate $10,000 over 5 years for maintenance. After just a week of operation, a new Safe Bay location at Vineyard Church in Duluth has been temporarily shut down. The Safe Bay location is being run by the nonprofit CHUM and was meant to give unhoused individuals a safe place to sleep in their vehicles overnight. A permit for the site was previously approved by the City Planning Commission, but officials now say some nearby residents have filed an appeal to the approval of that permit. The City Council will now need to review the permit and uphold it before the site can begin operating again. The 61st annual Aquafest is set to get underway in Rice Lake this weekend. The event will feature 10 days of family fun, including the return of the carnival, live music, and plenty of kid-friendly events. The carnival will run from Thursday night through Sunday afternoon on Lakeshore Drive, and the concerts will be held from June 5th to June 7th. This year, the concert stage will be set up in the Chamber of Commerce parking lot after the Aquafest committee failed to reach an agreement to use the usual location at the former Birchwood manufacturing site. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers how they can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species and diseases during fishing season. A number of the state's waterways have seen the introduction of invasive species like zebra mussels and spiny water fleas over recent years. DNR officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their bait buckets or fish containers at the site where they filled them, drain and clean their boats, and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program, ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. The Department of Natural Resources is asking northern Wisconsin residents to help update the beach list to keep people safe and informed on the Great Lakes. The DNR contacts local residents, beach managers, and public health departments each year to gather information on things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is added to the beach list to give residents all the information they need before heading out on the water. Feedback for the beach list can be submitted on the Department of Natural Resources website. Burnett County officials are reminding ATV and UTV riders to check the county's trail rules and summer ATV map before heading out. County officials are reminding riders that ATVs and UTVs should be used on state-funded summer-use trails only, which are designated with a white blazer. Riders should also be on the lookout for red flag alerts, which close the trails during times of high fire danger. No off-trail use will be allowed, and it is the rider's responsibility to determine if a specific township allows ATV and UTV use on some town roads. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's currently focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has already entered the race on the Republican side. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy:
we've all seen that. I've been here with Yelly as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills:
it tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Memorial Day weekend's top two films, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, combined at the box office to pull in about 250 million big ones and about 540 million globally, smashing records. The total box office take from all the releases over the weekend came in at 341 million domestically. Take that, COVID pandemic. The Hall smacked down the previous record from Memorial Day, which was set in 2013 with a $314 million take, powered by films like Fast and the Furious 6, Hangover 3, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Lilo and Stitch topped the Memorial Day weekend with a record-setting four-day take of $183 million. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning came in second with $77.5 million. Rounding out the top five were Final Destination: Bloodlines, Sinners, and Thunderbolts. Overall, the box office is 30% ahead of where it was at this point last year, and the studios have a $4.2 billion prediction for the summer box office alone. Good signs. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming season one when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for season three. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated seven times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home two awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home two awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon, with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer, with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.